T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now fog and 43 degrees. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle crash in southeast Wichita this morning. Around 4:50, first responders were called to Lincoln and Oliver. At one point, both vehicles were on fire. A person was pinned in the wreckage for a time. The injured were hospitalized in possibly serious condition, Lincoln and Oliver. Brandon Whipple was sworn in as Wichita's mayor Monday night at City Hall.
He faithfully discharged the duties of mayor.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Wichita's new mayor took the oath of office Monday night and wasted no time in announcing his new goals for the air capital.
We have people here who are ready to take on the problems our city might face.
Whipple says his first priority will be to handle the crisis at hand, which is the layoffs at Spirit. But he tells KSN News he won't outline the specifics of the plan just yet.
Right now, our message is be patient with us. We have a plan to try to be as helpful as possible. We will be reaching out to them in the near future.
Three council members were also sworn in Monday night. Becky Tuttle, Brian Fry, and Jeff Bloombaugh. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
More information today about a Wichita police investigation of a hit-and-run Sunday evening on eastbound Kellogg between Hydraulic and I-135. Officer Charlie Davidson says the victim, identified as 22-year-old Lamont Clary, was riding his motorcycle when the cycle stalled and he was struck by a Chrysler Pacifica. The driver and several passengers left the vehicle and fled on foot. Police are still looking for the suspect and ask anyone with information to call detectives at 350-3692. Or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Wichita police investigating a child abuse case. Officers called to assist the fire department in the 3600 block of West 13th Friday evening. The report of a child not breathing.
Upon arrival, officers located a 9-month-old female with critical injuries. The girl was taken to an area hospital for medical treatment and remains hospitalized in very critical condition. The investigation has revealed that the girl received critical injuries while in the care of Raider, which led to his arrest. An additional 6-year-old boy and a 2-year-old boy were also at the home, both uninjured and taken into police protective custody.
Police Captain Brent Allred says police discovered a marijuana grow operation in the apartment. 25-year-old Breton Raider was arrested for child abuse, child endangerment, possession of marijuana with intent to sell, cultivation, and possession of paraphernalia. Iran's been enduring 3 days of protests by people outraged over the government downing of a Ukrainian jetliner. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
We can't stress enough the kind of risk these protesters are taking, even risking their own lives by not only openly criticizing Iran's government, but calling for the death of its supreme leader.
More than 1,000 protesters took to the streets of Tehran this weekend, chanting death to the dictator and death to the liars, after Iran's government tried to cover up its role in shooting down a Ukrainian plane last week, killing all 176 people on board, including more than 140 Iranians, something it now admits was an accident. Demonstrators tore down pictures of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month. Security forces cracked down on the anti-government protest, firing tear gas and allegedly shooting live fire ammunition.
Iranian officials are blaming the protests on the United States. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is handing off the articles of impeachment to the Senate this week, and Democrats have witnesses they want to hear from.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of wasting the country's time.
This strange gambit has achieved absolutely nothing.
The House approved impeachment on December 18th. Since then, the Speaker has held off sending the case to the Senate in an attempt to pressure a handful of Republicans, along with Democrats, to support rules allowing witnesses to testify in a Senate trial. Democrats want to hear from four current and former White House officials, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Republican leaders say they're willing to consider calling witnesses, but only after a trial is underway, similar to how the Senate handled President Clinton's impeachment in the 1990s.
Fox's Mark Meredith reporting. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Now 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
And traffic out there. We've got a two-vehicle traffic accident, and one of those vehicles wound up on fire. We've had some injuries reported out there as well. You're going to want to avoid the scene of this one. It's Lincoln and Oliver, so avoid Lincoln and Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narimore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Extra time needed, folks, as you're heading out about early today. We are dealing with some patchy, dense fog once again. Could see some very low visibility in some areas and also a few slick spots, especially the further north that you go. Now, plenty of sunshine will be building in today, our high near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 35, and it's sunny tomorrow, the high upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Narimore.
And right now, we do have fog. 44 degrees, not much wind, northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:12 here on this Tuesday morning. And it was foggy when I drove in, and you were here just a little bit after that, Jad. Still foggy out there then, huh?
Yeah, when I got here, it was actually pretty interesting. I looked at the National Weather Service to see how foggy it was. They were saying quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
And when I was on my way in here, of course, fog being patchy, and as it is, sometimes it'll be worse, sometimes it'll be better. I was thinking it was going to be down below a tenth.
Okay.
Because it was...
It's pretty thick.
Yes.
At times and in places. We had a cloudy, breezy day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature, 48 degrees. Normal high, 42. Tell you what, got out yesterday for a jog, and it was not bad. Pretty pleasant. It was dark. I mean, it was overcast and kind of misty, but... Otherwise, conditions were pretty good for getting out and doing a little exercise. January 14th, on this date in 1934, Fairbanks, Alaska set their all-time record low temperature of 66 below zero.
Wow.
That's
pretty cold.
That's cold. That's real cold. On this date in 1994, President Bill Clinton and Russian President Boris Yeltsin signed an accord to stop aiming missiles at any nation. The leaders joined Ukrainian President Leonid Kravchuk in signing an accord to dismantle the nuclear arsenal of Ukraine. That was on this date in 1994. Houston Astros' sign-stealing scandal cost manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Lunau their jobs. And Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora could be next. Hinch and Lunau were fired yesterday after being suspended by Major League Baseball for the team's illicit use of electronics to steal signs during Houston's run to the 2017 World Series title and again in the 2018 season. They were cheating! In U.S. sports' largest scandal since the New England Patriots' Spygate, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the discipline. He also strongly hinted that Cora, the Astros' bench coach in 2017, will face equal or more severe punishment. Manfred said Cora developed a system used by the Astros, the Red Sox, are under investigation for stealing signs in Cora's first season as manager in 2018 when Boston won the World Series. Now, here's the deal. Obviously, they're using electronics to do this. And that's not good. But if you've got a really savvy base runner on second base, he can steal those signs real easy.
Yeah,
now, they've been doing it for 100 years.
But that's kind of the accepted way to do
that's
it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's... You don't say that's okay, but that's okay.
No, but you see that guy is on. He's out there taking a lead off second, and he sees a number one finger go down between the as the catcher is giving the signals, and he knows it's probably going to be a fastball. He just adjusts his cap for the batter or something like that. He says, "Hey, comes the heater," and that's the way it goes, right? But stealing signs, I don't know. That's pretty harsh treatment.
Well, again, as you say, though.
But again, that's different.
They're doing it electronically.
Yeah, you do it electronically. No, that's not the way you do it.
Okay. Well, all right. There's a right way and a wrong way to be dishonest and to cheat. That's true. Okay. I remember growing up when I was, gosh, when did we first start using signs? The third base coach giving us signs. Must be about 6th or 7th grade, maybe. About to get about 11, 12 years old. And that's a fun part of learning about baseball. Oh, okay. He touched the brim of my cap. That's a bunt, you know.
Yeah.
Wipe my chest. That's a take sign. You know, that's fun. That's the third base coach.
Well, when you're that young, there's no difference between the pitches, though. He's going to throw.
But I'm talking about the third base coach giving you. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're at that gauge, if a guy can throw fast, he's going to pitch, and he's going to throw fastballs.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of years later, he starts throwing the curve, and many of us leave the game. That curve is a tough one. All right.
Believe that the choice of pitches at that point is try and get it over the plate.
Yeah. You make first strikes if you can.
If you can, yeah. Throw a strike.
616, Steve and Ted, and you can discover how community input, data, and research come together at the next Riverfront Legacy Master Plan public open house.
Okay.
That's tonight or this afternoon from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Newman University Dugan Library and Campus Center. That's on the west side out there on McCormick in West Wichita. 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and they're going to have a meeting. Of course, these are the official people, City of Wichita, Visit Wichita, Downtown Wichita. And of course, there's another movement that they're kind of the Save Century 2 people, and we'll give you some information about them coming up a little bit later on this morning. But if you want to see that final recommendation for East Bank, which, of course, that includes Century 2 and the library and all of that on the East Bank. If you want to see that, they're going to make a presentation 5:30 this afternoon. It starts at Newman University out there on, the campus is out on McCormick in West Wichita. All right. What you got, Jed?
I'm just getting a traffic advisory. This coming out of Butler County.
Yeah, I saw that.
Butler County Sheriff's Office. This is...
I saw that, but I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Is it say sheriff on there?
Yeah. Okay, it's from the Butler County Sheriff's Office on U.S. 54, 8.5 miles east of El Dorado. Single vehicle accident, but it's involving a cattle hauler semi.
Right.
The driver left the roadway and overturned, and there's loose cattle. And again, this is loose cattle out in the fog that they're trying to look for.
Yeah, so if you're in the area, good Lord, slow down and watch out.
Yeah, they're saying it's closed.
They're going to close
Closed U.S. 54 right there.
Okay, again, give the location. This is kind of east of Wichita, east of El Dorado.
Yeah. 8.5 miles east of El Dorado on 54.
All right.
So that's the area that we're talking about.
You got cattle in the roadway in the fog. Wow. And some bad conditions. All right, we're coming up on 6:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's a time for Leadoff Sports. Jad Chambers on the sports desk again this morning, Jad.
That is right. And we'll start with college football playoffs.
College football,
of course, we had the
big game.
For the first time in more than a decade, LSU is atop the college football world. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
Let the good times roll in Baton Rouge.
As they say in the bayou, laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. LSU sits on the throne of college football.
Audio courtesy of ESPN, the LSU Tigers national champions in college football, coming away with a victory Monday over Clemson 42-25 for their fourth national title in program history. Joe Burrow, the star of the show for LSU, 463 passing yards to go with 5 touchdown passes, finishing the season with a new FBS record of 60. LSU finishing their season 15-0, only the fourth team in college football history to complete that feat. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So what was that French phrase? Did you catch that? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know any French.
Creole, I suppose. But anyway, LSU is atop the college football world there. College basketball news. K-State men's head coach Bruce Weber adding some size to his roster. KC Iziagu, a 6'10" sophomore forward who began his college career at UTEP, has announced that he will transfer to K-State. He played his freshman year but did not play any games for the Miners this season. That means that he'll be able to join his new team now and take the court next season, so he won't be playing right away. Iziagu was not a prolific scorer in his freshman year. I believe 12 was his career high in a game against Middle Tennessee State. But he did leave UTEP in blocked shots. He's a defensive presence, kind of big on the inside there. He is originally from Brampton, Ontario, Canada.
K-State hosts number 23 Texas Tech tonight at Bramblage. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. More men's basketball news. The polls are out. Shocker men's basketball team moving up 7 spots. They are now number 16 in the latest AP poll and the coaches poll. And that's following a week that featured that 76-67 win at home over then number 21 Memphis and the 89-86 double overtime victory at Connecticut. WSU has 9 straight victories headed into a road matchup in Philadelphia tomorrow night against Temple before returning home to play Houston on Saturday. KU's ranking roller coaster back down after a home loss to Baylor on Saturday. It was good for Baylor. They jumped up to a consensus number 2 in both polls behind Gonzaga, but KU, well, they were, what, number 1 in week 7, then they dropped down, then they clawed their way back up to number 3. Now they've fallen back down to number 6 in the AP poll, number 7 in the coaches' poll. KU hoping to get back on track tonight in Norman versus OU on the air at 6:30 p.m., tip-off at 8, and that's on KFH 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And we had some college basketball action last night, and you heard it right here on KNSS. The Butler Grizzlies on the road facing Cloud County. Dennis Higgins with the call.
Gives it now up top to Hawkins. Hawkins with a floater in the lane, a bank shot, no good. Rebounded by Hopkins, puts it back up, and then he's fouled. This will be the third time tonight that Sean Hopkins with an in-close basket and a chance at a three-point play. Hopkins now has 15 points with a free throw coming up. 137 to go. The Grizzlies' lead is 76-59.
And Butler cruised to a 20-point victory over the T-Birds, 79-59. Next up for the Grizzlies, they host Allen Community College, and that's tomorrow night. So back at it fairly soon for Butler. And that's sports on Stephen Ted in the morning.
Yeah, that cattle roundup about 8.5 miles now east of El Dorado on 54. That comes from Tony Wilhite. He's the undersheriff at Butler County. So good information. And you may want to stay. Well, you'll have to stay out of the area because they won't let you in there.
Yep.
All right.
A move floats out of the mist.
That's true. 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.